Hey fam, welcome to Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, the podcast that focuses on the human experiences that make our travel. I am Michelle, your host, and today we will unpack the importance of traveling and the impact it can have on your life. You will recall that in the last season, the last episode, we did a podcast on a girl's trip and planning a girl's trip and the importance thereof. In this episode, we're going to chat to Linda Kuhle Maraba, a young lady who used the resource we gave out in that podcast to help you plan your trip. And we chat to her. She's also read the book, Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, and it inspired her to actually plan a solo trip. And so without much further ado, we're going to welcome Linda Kuhle Maraba and have a conversation with her about this trip.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thanks. Michelle, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today. For those of you who are joining us, this is the first interview that we've had with a guest, and we're chatting to Linda Kuhle Maraba, who is a young, amazing, soon-to-be BCom law graduate, and she is currently based in Johannesburg, South Africa. And Linda Kuhle is, I met her a while ago, a few years back, in fact. And so she recently read a copy of our book titled Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. And since she read the book, it inspired her to take a solo trip, which, if you remember, our last podcast was about traveling a girl's trip. But in fact, hers was a solo trip, which is something we touch on in that podcast. And we even did a material that you could use for planning your next trip. So she was kind enough to also give us a review on that. Thank you very much, Linda Kuhle, for doing that with us. And so I'd just like you to share a bit more about who you are and why you chose to read the book, Those Who Travel Meet Themselves.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everybody. So, yeah, my name is Linda Kuhle Maraba, and I am a final year BCom law student. And I am about me. I love traveling. I love giving back. And these are the two things that I value a lot in life itself. And I guess from having read the book, Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, I got inspired a lot. Why I read the book was because A, it's by people like me, people who love traveling, but B, people who also like me or look like me. And, you know, this is something you don't really have in a lot of, or growing up, we never saw a lot of like Black people or African, South African people travel. So that's what drove me to actually reading the book. But like, just reading the book was part of the experience. What I did after, with what I learned from the book, was just like amazing. You know, it opened a whole new aspect of life, or validated or verified why I appreciate traveling so much, validated why I appreciate traveling and volunteering, to a point where I even took a whole solo trip, Michelle. So yeah, the book itself was very inspiring. Like I've told Michelle a few times, you know, the stories I related to a lot of people who were actually writing the book, if it was past travels or like worries that I've had, and also inspiration of, you know, how personally I could also continue with my life and what I would, how I could incorporate traveling within it. You know, a lot of the times we're told, well, you're going to do this in your 20s and then your life needs to stop where you have to go find a job 9 to 5, right? But yeah, that's not, it's not exciting. It's not something I want for my life. And from reading the book, you see people who are already established in their careers and are still traveling, you know. Mm. And that was very inspiring for me as a young person who just loves meeting people, loves creating understanding, loves helping. It made sense in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the big thing, and that is one of the big reasons why I actually did this book and decided to edit it, was that it's so important for any young child, any youth, anyone who's never seen themselves represented in books, in anywhere, to actually have representation. And books are such a strong format for me, because what they allow is that even when I'm gone and my name is long forgotten on this earth, the book will still be there and people will be able to read this no matter what happens in history. You know, so it becomes so important, because space in South Africa was used effectively to keep people in their places. And so this book just allowed a celebration of that. There is no such thing as your place. Your place is in the world. Your place is out there. You know, home is wherever you are.
Yeah, and the world is so big, Michelle, you know, we restrict ourselves to the things that you are born told you are, you know, you're told you are South African, you're told you're this race, you're told you're from this, and that's what you should do. But then there's so many souls in the world, so many people to meet, so many things to do. And usually these things we are told then restrict us from actually having a full life experience or living life with other people on earth. It restricts us a lot. So traveling just like pushes you out of that system or out of that environment that enables you to act a certain way, and then puts you somewhere else where, you know, you could either embrace it and learn beautiful things about other people, beautiful things about yourself, or you could hate it. Mm-hmm. But chances are you're gonna love it. You know, it's gonna change your whole life.
Absolutely, it will change your whole life. So you said the book inspired you to go on a solo trip. Where did you go off to?
So I went to a small little rural town here in South Africa, actually, called Sodwana Bay. It's in the north of KZ, KwaZulu-Natal province. Mm-hmm. I think they call it the Elephant Coast.
Yeah, so, on the way to Mozambique, because
Mm-hmm.
One of the most beautiful places. I went there as a student when I was in grade 8, and I went there on a camp, a land service camp.
Yeah.
And I remember I was the only non-white person on that trip. And we were going to be camping.
Yeah.
And when we arrived at the gate, there were local black women at the gate who were selling their services in terms of washing dishes and washing clothes. Yeah. And so I remember them looking at me in the car and thinking, okay, how does this work? Now, to just give you context, it was 1999. So that was essentially it was 5 years after our democracy. So it was 5 years after we had received independence and freedom in South Africa. And independence and freedom meaning that we could interact with anyone and everyone. So we no longer have to interact with each other according to race. And so here we are in this coastal rural town after a very long trip from Newcastle to Sedwana Bay, and I'm in the back with all these other white children, and I'm exhausted, and I'm sitting there also excited, and I had my hair in cornrows because I knew that we were going to be doing a lot
Swimming.
of ocean sports and swimming. So I was like, I am not out here trying to control my hair. So I had my hair in cornrows, and I was just like waiting for life to happen. And then the ladies who were selling their services then said, "Oh, can you believe it? They brought the help with them."
Jesus Christ.
So that was
Oh.
funny because for a few seconds I was like, who are they talking
Where's
about?
the help?
And then I realized, oh goodness, I'm the help.
Like, we did? We brought that. What? Hectic, man.
I quickly piped up, no, I'm not here to wash the dishes.
Yeah, like, I can even imagine this getting grade 8 student, like, hey, sorry, mama. No. I'm not the one, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but it didn't take away from that experience.
Yeah.
That experience is
Yeah.
absolutely beautiful. It still remains one of the most beautiful places to travel to. And I'm keen to hear what your experience was. When you left Johannesburg, what mode of transport did you use to get to Sedwana? Because, for instance, with me, we were in a baki with other children. How did you get there?
First of all, I think it's interesting that you even asked this, right? Because it was high key one of the hardest processes while I was preparing for going, right? So I had this idea in my head of how I wanted to travel, having been from like Joburg, Soweto, and growing up there. I never got to leave Gauteng, you know, and all my friends would always go back home to see people in the homestead. So I always had this image of traveling in a taxi, and you know, like those movies, man, where it's a Zola bud, there's like bags and luggage on top of the car, and there's gang people in the car. That's what I imagined, you know. And that's what I wanted dearly. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, the way transport system are working now, it was not like that exactly, but it was very close. You know, I took a taxi from Johannesburg CBD and went all the way to Empangeni, you know. And Empangeni is one of like the towns, I suppose, in KZN. But throughout the whole journey, we were driving through the rural areas of, you know, South Africa. And just that, seeing all the mountains, seeing all like the animals just move freely, it's something I won't say was new, but like, you know, the whole experience is something I can't get over. You know, you never see that in Joburg. If you see a cow, it's probably like behind a gate or whatever. You know, it's not free. If you see mountains, you went to that mountain. You know, it's not like there. And it's just like beautiful travel experience that I had with going to Sotwana, especially because I'm a student, like, you know, and I don't like spending a lot of money, or I don't have a lot of money to spend. So traveling cheap was also like one of my goals, what was very important for this trip. And I went through every website, Michelle. You won't find a single, you know, website talking about how to get to this little town, you know, which is a problem I think I'll get again trying to go to Coffee Bay, because it's in the middle of nowhere. People with cars go there. So if but that's not the end of it, you know. There's a lot of taxis. I was so happy I could connect from Empangeni and had to take another 3 hour drive up north because this place I was going to was very, very far. But getting to Sedwana was just so beautiful, you know. It was everything I'd been waiting for. It was 8 hours from Joburg to Empangeni or Richards Bay, and then another 3 hours up north. So the trip was very long and exhausting, but it was all worth it, you know.
Hey girl,
Mm.
I think that's the one thing. Once you get there, you realize that all the trouble that you went through to plan this
Yeah.
is actually worth it.
Yeah.
That is the most fulfilling part, I would say,
Yeah.
right?
'Cause planning is very important. Like, we all want to wing it and say, "Oh yeah, I just woke up and went on trip." But like, no, girl.
There's no way you have to do the planning. Otherwise, you're going to be very sorry.
Facts, facts, facts. And yeah, I liked
So,
the planner you gave, you know. Yeah,
yes.
it's I like planning because I like traveling by myself, and that was just like an amazing simplified way of doing it, you know, not this whole process I've been going through. It just made looks like it's so easy to use, even particularly the itinerary. Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once you have a thought process and a layout for it gets easier with each trip. It definitely does.
True.
Yeah. Because, and also I think, an important part that you mentioned is that as a student, you don't always have a lot of money to spend, and people always think that as a student, they can't go anywhere. And I'm just like, find ways to make it happen, because it's such a great time in your life to discover new things about yourself, and it really stretches you. So in that time that you are a student, work, keep some money aside, and make a trip happen at least once a year for you. So you left Johannesburg, you start seeing this change of landscape and all this stuff that you're not accustomed to. You arrive in Saldanha Bay eventually, right? What was the welcome like?
Your people at Sedona were so beautiful. Michelle, I can't stress this enough, you know. I was welcomed so beautifully, and so I got there, and the first stop I went to was the beach, right? Because at the time it seemed like a good place to go to have people to talk to, like safety network, before I went to my stay. I was staying at this camp. It's called Camp Jonathan, and it's basically just chalets and outside showers, sort of just for backpackers, really. So the people, even when I got to the beach, they were so welcoming. You know, everybody wanted to help me. Like, where are you going? Where are you from? Do you need help? I remember this one uncle. He was working, I think, as one of the security guards, and he was like, "Oh, but why are you? You know, why are you even staying there? I have a friend, man. He also lives on the same road. Just stay in his back room. I'm sure it'd be cheap. You know, sure you won't have showers like the fancy place you're going to, but yeah, it'd be fine, man. You don't need to, your family, you know." And I was like, "What?" You know, at first I was like, "That's so beautiful." And you know, he wasn't the only person to have offered accommodation. He wasn't the first person to offer help. You know, Michelle, I keep saying this, we don't get that where I'm from, or Joburg, really. Everybody's just like in their own zone, in their own life. People are kind, people are nice, but it's not as authentic or as real as it felt when I was in Sodwana. Fast forward like 3 hours later, 2 hours later, I met this other guy, right? It was so how transport works in Sodwana is everybody with a bikie, or most people with bikies, just give other people like a lift in the back, and you just pay them 10 rand, you know? So that was new for me. It felt a lot like hiking, felt very unsafe because I'm a girl. I have just a backpack and I'm just traveling by myself, Michelle. You know, I had to think about these things. But in the car were, I think I made really close and really good friends with Sakile and Wandile, which are the guys that were in the car at the time. You know, they were so free because I don't have a car. I don't know how to move around. And they're like, "Oh yeah, this is basically my dad's car, but I use it for like extra cash, you know, driving people out of town. But you know what? Relax. If you want to move around, just call me. You know, I'll help you with transport. Or if you do move around and you're stranded, I'm always here, you know." And not in a "I'm trying to date you," or "I'm trying to get with you" kind of way, but in an
Yeah, it's
age
just
which
a
I'm
genuine.
actually offering help. Yeah, you don't get
Yeah.
that, you know. I cannot stress
This
how.
has been wonderful and refreshing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, cool. You know, you see me for this person I am. You see, you just actually want to know me. You want to know where I come from, which is exactly how I felt about them, you know. Beyond the traveling, beyond the activities that were there, my biggest goal or what I wanted to do mostly was connect with the people and have this level of understanding with the locals of Setswana, you know.
Yeah.
What will I say this place is like when I go back home? Who are these people? What happens there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the people just made the whole experience for me, to be honest.
Amazing. I always say the best part of any trip, human experience, because how
Yeah.
you connect with people when you're traveling by yourself is really important. And it also just determines the level of enjoyment sometimes that
Yeah. True. Like 100%, you know. Sure, there was stuff I was doing, but you know, I told you I met these guys, so Sakile and Wandile, and they had their own friends, like some girls. They're all my age, actually. And you know, I had so much fun with them on days when I didn't have anything specifically
Yeah.
planned. I would text them, "Hey guys, you know, what's up?" And they're like, "Oh, cool, we're going to the beach, come with us." And it wouldn't be the beach side that I went to by myself. They know, like, they're
Yeah.
Aussies, you know, like far into the beach. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, is this still safe?" And they're like, no, there's a beautiful, like, a better place to see the ocean or like a more quiet and relaxed area for us to chill." And we'd go there. You know, there's a whole aspect of safety and being worried. You don't know this area, but just allowing myself to be with these people and do what these people actually do, like what do 20-year-olds or 22-year-olds in Setswana do? That was what made the experience, you know, not a tourist person going to the fancy restaurants, going to fancy places, none of
Yeah,
that, you know.
was pulled out
And yeah, it
connecting
was,
with other
yeah.
humans. Really cool. Yeah.
Exactly. Like visiting family long
And
distance.
in
Yeah.
terms of enjoying the ocean life over there, did you get up to any diving or snorkeling?
Yeah, well, I did snorkeling, so I didn't quite have time for the diving lessons. But I decided to do snorkeling instead. And yo, Michelle, like, so first of all, just the experience of being in this ocean of water, right? This human, like, you look and it's just the horizon, you know, in the middle. That was so beautiful for me because it felt like I'm swimming in just this gigantic pool. But also, funny thing happened, you know? So this guy looked at my feet and decided, "Oh, I know what size this girl is." I have very small feet, so like we had to like I had to wear his shoes, his other like swimming shoes, so that the fins, is it the
Yes.
fins, could fit on my feet. So before even jumping into the water, Michelle, I was already terrified. Like, okay, so what happens if this thing slips off? Like, what happens? Am I gonna sink? Am I gonna die? I'm not trying to die,
Yeah.
you know? And but like just going into the water, it was so beautiful. Underneath us was just schools of fish just swimming just by. You know, it wasn't that close, but it was close enough for you to see, and it was the closest thing ever to such an experience I'd ever had. Just seeing ocean life live was amazing. And there was this group of divers underneath us, and so we'd follow them around to see where the fish is, because they were so much closer to the actual, you know, action
Yes.
down there. And with I found myself just swimming around, and this one time I was under this diver group of divers, and I was just like underwater, and the air bubbles were coming up. So just like being in that space, just, you know, it felt like I was in a glass of champagne, you know,
Go around.
just swimming with bubbles. It was so beautiful. It was, I can't even Sounds
Describe it,
magical. Michelle. It felt like very, very magical, very much like not impossible, but like once in a lifetime experience, you know, that I didn't even think I would ever be in underwater, being able to see the colors, see the blue water, the sunlight hitting the water, these bubbles coming up. It was just like very beautiful at the time, you know. We get why these lake queens love like bubbles and champagne, bruh.
No,
It's real.
definitely the excitement of
Bubbles and
bubbles, darling.
sunlight.
The excitement of bubbles,
Oh. Yeah, so elegant, so you know, so
man.
Beyoncé, so
Yes, it
Fanon.
sounds like you had such a good time, and I can just hear from how you're sharing that it really was an amazing time, not just in terms of the activities, but also the human interaction. For any young person who is thinking of doing a trip like this, would you recommend it? In hindsight, looking back, is this something you would say, definitely go and do it, take a taxi, for heaven's sake, hit me up if you want me to give you some tips? What would you say?
Please. Yeah, so totally, I would definitely like ex recommend this experience to anybody, literally. Not only because it was so cheap, like A, you don't even have to go through all this and bang any million taxis I took, you know. There's a taxi going straight to Mbazwana, which is like a taxi away from Sodwana Bay. And that in itself is amazing. But just being able to go out of your comfort zone is one of the most important things anybody could do, you know. And as a young person, you learn so much about yourself. I can speak, Michelle, you know, I can interact with people, but that doesn't come so easy to me. And if you're a very shy person, or if you have something about yourself that you want to work on, right? Going on a solo trip, you might not be able to work on that one specific thing. But something about solo or traveling alone that makes you learn other aspects of yourself, things that you thought I would never have been able to do that. Like, I would never have been able to speak to people that I don't know. You know, I'm usually very reserved, very like in my world unless I have to. But because that environment just allowed it to, it went so naturally. I learned that. And you come back home and you face like a small problem like having to learn online or whatever, you realize, you know what, I can do anything really. I went to Sodwana Bay by myself, and that's far. You know, I was able to travel and be cautious and be safe while still experiencing the whole place, because you don't want to end up in your own head, you know, end up not enjoying because I have to do ABC. But the fact that you could trust yourself, trust your own planning, trust your own process enough to get over the little things, it was amazing. And I don't think I've told you or I mentioned this now, but there was even a point where I had problems with my la not landlord, but like the place that I was staying at Sodwana Bay, Camp Jonathan. So, because I wanted to stay another day extra due to some rain that happened. I went to this lady. I was like, okay, cool. Can I just book for another night? And she was like, no, you were already on a discounted rate, so you're not gonna get that. You just have to pay full price, right? I don't have full price, but you know, having had an experience with other people and put myself out there earlier on, turned out one of the ladies I talked to actually had a room she paid for, but the kid doesn't want to stay in there. So she was like, ah, bruh, you can just sleep in there and just give me the money, the same rate, because my kid's not using that anyway. So, you
Fantastic.
know, that part of myself, I felt like, yeah, me putting myself out there paid back and paid back in real time, even. And, you know, it's an amazing experience. You don't know exactly what you're gonna learn, but whatever it is you learn about yourself, it's something you needed to learn. That's what I love about traveling. And that's why I'd encourage it for anybody,
Absolutely.
you know? Yeah. Plus, like, getting to know people, man. I can't emphasize this enough. There's so much hatred, so much judgment, so much, like, negativity in the world based on arbitrary things that all you need to do is see the person for them being human. And that's all
Yes.
you need. But you don't get that if you're stuck with the same humans that told you it's okay to hate on
Yeah,
other humans, you know?
absolutely.
And just traveling, we need that. We need that for our future, you know? Yeah, people currently in higher positions are older than us. They have this world that they created, but we have
Absolutely.
to change it for ourselves, you know? And I think, yeah, travel
It
impacts
does,
them a
because it
lot.
opens your
A
eyes
lot.
and allows you to see new things
Yeah.
and see a different way. And I think that is
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I mean, what with us, Lindogoshe, because at the end of the day, these are the keepsakes that change our world and also allow us to reinvent ourselves. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And, you know, in closing, I want to say thank you for taking the time to actually talk to us about this, because I think it's so important and a great way to share. And you did this in a way that most people don't normally do it, which is taking a minibus taxi, considered unsafe to a certain extent in South Africa. But also, it's the most commonly method of
I mean,
of transport.
true. I mean, yeah, that safety aspect is a real thing. Honestly, you shouldn't take it lightly. But you know, if there's people going to Emakhaya every week, every day, I think that's safe. You know, that's pretty safe. Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to hearing more about your and for, you know, whatever. Well, what are you planning next?
Yeah, that's a very big question. I'm still on the travel through South Africa tip. Well, this is like what I'm working on. You know, if there's an opportunity to go abroad, obviously I'm going to take it. But what I work and save up money for is to go on to another trip, Eastern Cape to be specific, because I've never been. I've been to, like, even like driving through some provinces, the 9 provinces we have, at least once. But Eastern Cape, I have no idea what happens there. So my next trip, I want to go to Coffee Bay because that's famous. But if there's
It's
another
a beautiful spot
area,
as well. We're
I would
going
like
to.
your
I've been there as well. Amazing. Wow, the trip.
Yeah. I would love to. And also, like, a similar experience like this would be so amazing, you know? Just taking a taxi to Eastern Cape, maybe meeting Xhosa people.
No,
The
well,
Xhosa are so bad.
On it
and
before
yeah,
going there.
I look forward to that.
Yeah,
true.
Perfect bit
I
of
mean,
everything.
It'd
Find
be
someone
nice.
who speaks Xhosa and just, you know, brush up on it and get yourself ready for
I
it.
know. Yeah, that's the thing though. Like, you know, I want to experience it. I have so many friends, but they never, when they're going home, they never think, oh, this job a kid, Mara.
Well, sometimes you have to
home?
Put it out there. You have to put it out to people and say,
so,
hey, I'd love to come home with you. I promise I won't judge you. So if you're willing, let's do it. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's
a
challenge
house.
To
It's
you.
Fun.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Put it out there and see who picks you up on the offer.
Yeah. Also, Michelle, like, one final remark I wanted to make. I think we brushed on it earlier, but not as much. If someone's gonna travel, this travel itinerary you posted, it's such a need, right? I think I told you this earlier. Before the solo trip, I was actually gonna go on a group trip with my friends, and the failure to to properly plan or like put our ideas together was mainly why we didn't go. You know, we couldn't decide on where to go, this one, how much we wanted. And this breakdown on how you could even start thinking about preparing for a travel, that's something, you know, people don't think they don't know they need, but you need it, you know, once you've read the guide. And the itinerary, I'd say it's my favorite because, you know, it simplifies literally everything. It says here, like, as a portion for you to put the destination, like duration of your stay, you know, you can actually see your trip before you go into it. And that aspect of having planned makes solo trips so easier because there's so many things that could happen, but having planned ahead is very, very much important. Also for you to enjoy and feel safe, you know? So I recommend the personal planner.
It's a pleasure. Anything to make it easier for more people to travel. That is my purpose in life, and that is what I want to achieve. And so for anybody else who's looking for that travel planner that Linda Gutierrez spoke about, it is on the website www.thosewhotravelmeetthemselves.com, thosewhotravelmeetthemselves.com. And I will put it in the description for this podcast as well. But that is where you will find this itinerary. And you basically just can download it under resources.
And it looks so cute too.
You got to make everything fun. You have to make everything fun. That's what I believe.
Like, just looking at it, you want to read it. I liked it so much. It's so easy.
Yeah, that is wonderful and great. Great to know that it is something that you can use and it's practical and something that you can apply and use within your life.
Yeah.
Linda Wilson, thank you so much for your time and for taking the time to connect with us. We look forward to touching base with you again after you come back from Sedona. Not Sedona, Coffee Bay. We're looking forward to hearing about your Eastern Cape experience.
Yeah, I will share. I'll definitely even do a review for you guys.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you. Till we meet again. Bye.
Bye.